Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It's your weekly audio roundup of all the most exciting, unusual and interesting events happening in and around Oxford.
I'll be talking about digital technology, cryptocurrency and belly dance this week.
I've got DIY music, 2D art and the man who beat 1D in the X Factor. Bring on the D's.
I'm going to start off with the digital technology this time. This is a talk at Brooks and it's tonight at 6 o'clock till 7. And it's a talk by Professor Chris Yap. And
he'll be Yap is a great name for somebody who does talks.
I know, lecturer. And he's a technology and policy futurologist, which is also a great job title. And it's going to be an open lecture at the main lecture theatre at Headington Campus. It's on the societal impact of digital technology. And so over the last number of years, of course, like there's been a huge growth in digital technology and social media. And it's about the way that it affects our lives. So whether that be social connectivity or business performance. But he's saying that there are also other impacts that he will be talking about during the talk. So I'd be really interested to know what those other things are. And that's on at 6 o'clock tonight at Brooks. And you've got some more sort of social impact stuff as well that's happening.
Indeed. So today until Saturday at the Side Business School, there is the Skoll World Forum, which is a major conference on social entrepreneurship. It is invite only, so if you haven't got an invite, you're not going to be going. But thousands of influential social entrepreneur and key thinkers in social entrepreneurship will be in Oxford exchanging ideas and information and finding solutions to world challenges. And even though it is invite only, they're going to be doing some live streaming on their website, skollworldforum.org. And they've also got kind of plenty of information and stuff on there. So if this is an area you're interested in, there's lots of things you have access to, but you can't actually get into the Side Business School and see the people.
Jeff Skoll, I think, the guy that's named after, he was the first president of eBay. So he made like $4 billion or something. And now he set up his foundation and he's like, yeah, trying to make loads of social change and stuff. So
it's
that's where it all
really
comes from.
Great. You can do a lot of celebrity spotting. Richard Branson will be speaking, as will Malala Yousafzai, who's the young inspirational activist who got shot in the head by the Taliban for sort of pursuing her right to an education and is really inspirational speaker.
She was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize
yeah,
as well.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So really major people. And there's also going to be representatives from the UN. There's directors and senior managers of major companies like The Body Shop and CNN, academics, filmmakers. It's going to be a melting pot of thinkers and makers and shakers and doers in the world, and you can't get along, but it's going to be something really exciting, so it's good to know about it happening. And you can find out more information and look for live streaming and post-event videos on Skoll, that's S-K-O-L-L, worldforum.org.
I think there are a couple of events that we are able to go to at the New Theatre. I know that tonight there's going to be a collection of short films, one of them being Open Heart, which is about Rwandan children travelling hundreds of miles to get heart surgery. And tomorrow night, The Square, which is an Oscar-nominated documentary about the revolutionaries of Cairo's Tahrir Square, that will be playing at the New Theatre as well. And then there's a couple of plenary sessions with the award ceremony, including Malala's going to get an award and some other people. And that costs about £25. But yeah, some really interesting events, and definitely check out stuff that's happening on their website too.
On to something a bit more fun and light, less maybe influential, some theatre.
Yes, a little bit more frivolous. Guys and Dolls is at the Playhouse this week. It's been put on by Musical Youth Company of Oxford, who recently were given the Flame Award by the National Operatic and Dramatic Association for its inspiration to musical theatre. And it's a classic tale. Nathan Detroit is this hustler in New York and he needs $1,000 to run his craps game. And he bets Sky Masterson, who will take any bet, that he won't be able to take this one girl to Havana for dinner. And the girl is from the Save a Soul mission, and so in his pursuing her, hilarity ensues. And it's got some great numbers like Luck Be a Lady and Sit Down Your Rock in the Boat, and it was actually selected as the winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1951, but it was never given because the writer Abe Burrows was having a few problems with the House Un-American Activities Committee, so the whole McCarthyism era, and so they didn't give out a Pulitzer that year. But it did win it, sort of, but they never actually got it. So it's a really great piece, and that's going to be on all week at the Playhouse until Saturday at 7:30, and there's a couple of matinees too. And you've got some really cool live music for us, Anais.
Yes, this is tomorrow at the Holywell Music Room. Candy Says are a really cool Oxford band, and they're finishing their first album tour at the Holywell Music Room with Krista Bell, who they are alongside on the billing. It's from 8 p.m, doors from 7:30, and Candy Says are a really awesome sort of DIY lo-fi music band, which basically means they just pick up various instruments and record stuff in their garage, which is really cool. And they do everything in their own way. So they live stream their recording of the album over several days, and people can kind of tune in and see what they were doing. They hand print all their own album covers as well, which is really cool. So it's DIY from start to finish. And we saw them at Gathering Festival last year upstairs at the O2. And they were fantastic. They're clearly really passionate about what they do. It's their lives. Really great lead female singer and beautiful, fun, engaging music.
They were brilliant. And I love the idea of them with their sort of weird futuristic tennis visors and cool haircuts. And they're going to be in the Holywell Music Room, which is Europe's oldest concert hall.
Yeah, they're kind of very modern. And their album is being released on vinyl, CD, download and cassette. So again, that's just how they roll. They do things their own way. They're becoming pretty popular with BBC Six Music already, and they were selected as Band of the Day early this week. And I'm fairly certain this gig's going to sell out. So if you do want to go, book as quick as you can. I think there's going to be some tickets on the door if advance tickets sell out. And doors are from 7:30 p.m. It costs only £10, and it's at the Holywell Music Room.
Well, I've got another awesome event for tomorrow, and it's so weird. And I just don't really understand what's happening when I read this event. But it is Belly Dancing at Blackwell's. There's going to be a belly dancing tutorial, so a performance and teaching, in the Norrington Room, of all places.
It's seen a lot of things in Norrington Room, but I don't think it's seen body dancing, belly dancing yet.
Not yet, but it's coming. Sarah Shrapnel is releasing a new book, Teaching Belly Dance, and it'll be available there. And apparently she brings lots of humour, energy and lightheartedness mixed with proven technique for her belly dancing. I think it should be a really fun event. It's £3 and it's on Thursday at 7 o'clock in Blackwell's.
I think you should go along just so you can say you've belly danced in Blackwell's.
Exactly. Oh my God, it's amazing. A couple of Easter events, since Easter is on its way and people are on Easter holidays. A couple of really pun-awful events that are happening. Extraordinary Easter Eggventure at the Natural History Museum. They've got an exciting egg hunter's trail around the museum, and that's completely free. And then at Waterbury Gardens near Wheatley, there's an Easter bunny hunt. And if you find 8 of the 10 bunnies in the ornamental garden, you win a prize. That one's £2, and they're both running until Easter Monday.
Excellent. We'll get to it. You can find out more about any of the events we've spoken about on the podcast so far, or any other event happening in Oxford, on our website, dailyinfo.co.uk.
There's also lots of reviews of the events, and you can post your own review too.
We also advertise jobs and places to live, so you can just sort your life out with Daily Info. On to the weekend, and we've got two different gigs on Sunday night.
So yeah,
Sunday
competing.
Never mind Saturday this week, it's all about Sunday. I've got Matt Cardle, who's going to be at the O2 Academy from 7 p.m. He was the winner of the 7th series of The X Factor all those years ago, and is on a month-long tour of the UK promoting his third album, Porcelain. He won The X Factor the same year that the twee boy band One Direction came second, and he's often spoken about as being a bit in their shadow. He hasn't seen the same success as them. But he has, over the last 4 years, been developing his musicianship. He's kind of changed record label, had various struggles, and been kind of producing or co-producing, co-writing lots of his own material. So he's hopefully kind of paving the way for a kind of strong foundations for a good musical career. He is all about the tortured lyrics, raspy voiced singing and guitar riffs. His album has a lot of breakup songs, so that's a kind of warning. If like, you don't want to listen to those, if you're not feeling up for it, or if you do, go and wallow. And he's got a really great voice, as you know, from winning a musical singing show. And his music's getting stronger and stronger by every album. So you can rely on him to give you a great gig of pop rock at the O2, and that's Sunday from 7 p.m.
On the flip side from The X Factor, though, at the New Theatre at 7 o'clock on Sunday, Russell Watson, Britain's most successful classical artist, will be performing. He sold over 8 million records worldwide, and he's on his 10th studio album now, which is Only One Man. And in the album, there's music written by Claude-Michel Schoenberg and Alain Boublil, who wrote Les Mis and Miss Saigon.
Wow.
So it's some really great music, and he's won 4 classical Brits, and he's something of a pioneer of the classical crossover genre. He was, like, the first one to be doing all that. I'm sure he has a lot of fans, and go along to that if you are one of them.
And that's at the New Theatre on the other side of town.
Yeah, New Theatre, 7 o'clock on Sunday.
We'll keep the crowd separate. At the Old Fire Station Gallery this month, they are exploring two-dimensional art. It's called the Maker's Month, and it's all about sort of papercraft in a way. So each week there's a different theme that they've been exploring. This week has been all about drawing, next week is about printmaking, and then the third week of the month is looking at painting. And the idea is that it's not just an exhibition, but there's also a whole programme of workshops and events so you can engage with the art and have a go at it and kind of learn about it through practice. So there's a couple of interesting events next week to highlight. On next Wednesday, you can make an abstract self-portrait using textured papers, which you can layer up to then kind of build up your form of a face.
Cool, are they providing all the materials?
So yeah, materials provided, and there's artists, kind of engaging artists who are going to be working
That's
with
awesome.
You. And then on Thursday, the 17th, you can learn how to make your own zine, which is essentially like a DIY magazine. It's full of kind of creative content, and each zine is often made in kind of different creative ways, so they all end up being unique and quite special, and you can get zines on various subjects, but they are often, because of the way they're made, reserved for kind of quite creative bits and pieces. And so there's a whole load of things going on through the month at the OFS Gallery, and you can sign up to a workshop or just drop in. It's going to be busy and bustling. The gallery is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday, and then there's various events programmed at different times, and whilst you're there you can browse the shop as well.
That sounds really nice. Good cause event alert coming up. There's a fundraising swim at Queenford Lakes Sports Club in Beringsfield on Sunday. It's such a beautiful setting, and this is going to be raising money for Crisis, the homeless charity based in Oxford. Now, it's an early start. Registration starts between 7:30 and 8 in the morning. Then there'll be a safety briefing, and the swim starts at 8:30. There's going to be a prize for the best fancy dress, so you're all encouraged to go along in fancy dress. And there's going to be a prize for the biggest fundraiser too, and there's going to be saunas, showers and hot drinks available afterwards, which I think will be well needed. But yeah, raise some money, do something good, and get up nice and early on Sunday for that.
On a Sunday morning as well, of all days. And some more stuff for the children this week in Oxford.
Yes.
Or big children.
I know, I think I'm going to count myself in that category. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is going to be on at the Phoenix all week. The original classic.
The original.
The one with Gene Wilder, the 1971 one, not the rubbish remake with Johnny Depp. That was awful and just completely unnecessary. It's got such great songs and it's just a wonderful film. Doesn't really need any more selling than that, really.
No, it's what it is. Okay. And there's several screenings then. You can go more than once.
I think it's on every day, always around lunchtime, all week. Although, be a bit careful, because if you are off chocolate for Lent, it might be quite difficult seeing the chocolate waterfalls and stuff. So,
True. You're
warned.
On to one of the last events we're going to be talking about. There's a dance scratch night back at the Old Fire Station next Tuesday from 7:30. Scratch nights are now quite a regular occurrence, and the Old Fire Station is the place to go, as they have a monthly scratch night dedicated to a different genre each month. So this year so far we've seen a theatre scratch night, a comedy one, and this month is a dance scratch night. And these are events that are held in association with local organisations. So this evening of dance is being put together by the Oxford Dance Forum, who are a collective of Oxford-based dance artists. And at Dance Scratch Nights, performers will show work in progress or kind of test some new ideas, and the audience get to give feedback and help them develop the pieces. And often the things you do see at Scratch Nights are then developed into fully formed pieces, so then up on in local venues. So
cool chance to get a sneak peek at some of the upcoming shows.
Yeah, and you get to really make an influence and kind of change what they do or help them. It only costs £5 at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 15th at the Old Fire Station, and it's just a great way to engage in the local dance scene as well if you're interested in dance.
And I've got some more dance. This one definitely isn't a work in progress. This is fully formed, and it's at the Octa Playhouse next week. The Rite of Spring and Petrushka is being put on by Fabulous Beast, which is Michael Keegan Dolan's dance company of an international ensemble that are all based in Longford in Ireland. And they've put on some of the most exciting and interesting dance over the last few years. I think they did it at a Julius Caesar, for example.
Wow.
And they did the Rite of Spring before, and they're now bringing it back and double billing it with Petrushka.
Which is a new piece.
Exactly, yes. So it's two Igor Stravinsky ballets, but it's not quite done as a classical ballet. So it's sort of a contemporary dance and ballet, but not really fixing on any particular genre. And it's a really nice two-piece, because you've got the dark and mysterious Rite of Spring, starting with a really eerie high bassoon at the beginning, and then Petrushka is like sort of light folk dancey music, and should be really good. It's got 4 and 5 star reviews across the board. It's on Tuesday and Wednesday at the Playhouse at 7:30. They're also doing opt-in for this one, so if you've got an opt-in card, which only costs £1, and if you're under 26, you can go for free.
And finally, any other business, all I want to tell you all about a new cafe that's opened in Oxford.
Yeah, it's Jim Bob's Baguettes, which is on Maudlin Street near St Giles, and it's where Rainbow Cafe used to be. And they're a nice little cafe that's opened up. But the interesting thing about them is that as well as your money and your credit cards, they also accept Bitcoin and Litecoin. So if any of you got any cryptocurrency in your wallets, then you can go along there. You get a 10% discount if you pay in Bitcoin or Litecoin, because they don't have to have the transaction fee with the credit cards and things like that. So they pass that on to you. And it would be a bit of fun to try and buy something in Bitcoin as well. I think they're the first place in Oxford where you can spend your Bitcoins or Litecoins in an establishment.
And get a sandwich in return.
Exactly.
Not just kind of investing it and trading.
Jen from Daily Info went along the other day and had a lovely soy latte. So already a tip there. And they're having their grand opening on Saturday.
That's all the events and Bitcoin news in the Daily Info Oxcast this week. As we said before, you can find out more about all of the events on dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or find us on Facebook by searching for Daily Info Oxford.
If you're looking for a job, or looking to advertise a job, or looking for somewhere to live, or looking to advertise somewhere to live, you can also do that on Daily Info. They've also got a comprehensive guide of all the things you'd like to maybe do or see in Oxford, all on Daily Info.